Black Friday, the official beginning of the holiday shopping season. Well, maybe not. We were talking to Angie Freed the other day, who's the general manager of Galleria Dallas, and she says the deals have been around for a while. She joins us right now. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, so you're all ready? I mean, in the case of a lot of the shoppers, you know, we think of the holiday season, the shopping season, starting with Black Friday.
Yeah, it is, you know, mentally, I think it's the kickoff for a lot of people for holiday shopping, and hey, it's time to get out there and start doing my gift purchasing, although, you know, 40% of the population has already started.
So we were talking, I mean, the fact is, Galleria made a lot of history, made a big story about the fact that you were not open for Thanksgiving. It had been for the last 4 or 5 years. But, you know, you're not just a typical retailer. I mean, that ice arena sort of takes you to another level. It makes you more of a destination, doesn't it?
Well, the ice skating center, the hotel, yes, there are unique things about our building that make us different from a typical regional mall with, you know, 80 acres of an asphalt parking lot. It's truly a mixed-use facility, and we have entertainment options that aren't found anywhere else in the Metroplex.
You know, the other thing that's, and my sense is this has changed, I would guess for your betterment, is that suddenly you're wrapped by density. I mean, we look around and there are apartment buildings going up everywhere, virtually adjacent to the Galleria. And instead of relying on people driving from great distances, you must have a lot of people that can walk across the street.
Yes, and more of them as these developments that are surrounding us are coming out of the ground, and we love it. You know, we love multifamily, we love hotels. We just love shoppers, and, you know, they come from all over the Metroplex, and they come from within two blocks.
Yeah, Mill Creek, I think it is, apartments. I think they're in the process of finishing off like 700 apartments.
Yes,
and right across the street from you.
Yes, and JPI right across the tollway as well. So we will have a lot of multifamily within walking distance
and
of us.
Mike Ablon is putting up, I guess it's going to have retail too, but have multifamily. He was on the other day talking about the area just north. So does this change you? I mean, you're wrapped by big parking garages. I mean, do you envision a time when combined with that and Uber and Lyft and everything else that you don't need the parking garages that you have now?
We certainly see that is changing, and you bring up Uber and Lyft. We're working with them to have, you know, lounges where our guests can wait while they're waiting for their Uber and Lyft vehicles. But, you know, we see a lot of that transitioning. We see a lot of Uber picking up, Uber Eats picking up from our restaurants to deliver to customers. But in terms of parking garages, certainly as the density around the shopping center increases, we'll see more people arriving on foot and also using shared ride services. You know, we're just happy to welcome them to the building however they get here.
You must do studies of origin and destination mm-hmm. studies, where they come from. So what's the latest? I mean, are you drawing from Oklahoma and McKinney or?
Yes, we are very unique. Most shopping centers draw from a 3 and 5 mile radius from the shopping center. Our primary trade area extends 50 miles, which is very unusual in our industry to have a trade area.
Why?
You know, I think we're more of a regional draw than a suburban, I'm going to run to my neighborhood shopping center. You know, if we have a fabulous Nordstrom, we have the ice skating center. We're a tourist attraction.
And the hotel has got to be a big deal.
The hotel is a huge driver for our tourist numbers. But a third of our shoppers come from outside the Metroplex, so a third are coming from beyond that 50 miles, which is a big number.
You know, it surprises me that North Park doesn't have a hotel. I mean, that would be a logical draw. And do you still market in, like, abroad, in foreign countries?
Oh, absolutely. We have marketing representation in China, in Mexico. We do things in Canada. We've done things in Australia. So, yes, we do a lot of international marketing.
And you used to have something the equivalent of a VAT tax, where foreign shoppers could go And get their sales tax back?
Yes, and we have a tax back office. We actually have a broker here in the shopping center where you can bring your receipts. And if you have a boarding pass where you're going to leave the country in the next 30 days, you get a percentage of that tax back, and they will give it to you right there on the spot, either on a credit card, you can put it on your PayPal account, or they will give you cash.
All right, so what's coming? You always have new tenants. In fact, you always lose some tenants, too. We've seen some boarded up locations.
We've been assembling some space for I'm sorry, this is going to be a big tease, but we've been assembling some space for a fairly significant tenant announcement that we hope to be making after the first of the year.
Well, that's a pretty good tease. Yeah. Will you come back?
I will, absolutely.
Is it going to be somebody I'd like?
I think definitely.
I mean, it's not going to be like Victoria's Secret or something.
No.
Do they sell things that are bigger than bread boxes?
Yes.
You are a tease.
Sorry about that.
We wish you a great holiday shopping
season. Thank you very much.
Our selling season, I guess. Angie Fried is the general manager, the CEO, if you will, of Galleria Dallas of David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.